Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, as we start off Thursday, we're going to jump into a subject matter that's going to make Tom happy. We've smacked him around for the most of the week and upset him and caused his blood pressure to go up. We're going to make him happy today.
Yeah, whenever you say that, it's always some backhanded way, and you find some way to make me unhappy by the end of it.
No, 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 never.
Uh-huh.
You're my buddy.
Yeah.
All right, from a Washington Post ABC News poll, remember the comments that Karl Rove said about Hillary Clinton possibly having brain damage from her slip and fall?
Uh-huh.
Hell, I'm falling, I can't get up.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans, according to this poll, disapprove of the way strategist Karl Rove spoke about Hillary Clinton's health. The article goes on and says that, Rove's suggestion that Hillary Clinton may have suffered brain damage after reportedly collapsing in 2012 before she was, keep in mind, before she was supposed to testify about Benghazi.
Here we go.
Was it in fact before?
It was a fake fall.
I'm just stating the fact that it was before she was supposed to testify. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm right. Republicans were evenly split on the issue. 46% of Republicans polled said they disapproved of what he said and how he went about it. 45% approved. Most other demographics were aligned against Karl Rove with this. Majorities of seniors, men, among others, disapproving of the way Rove handled the situation. Kathleen Parker, who is a Republican writer, said that Hillary should now run for president in 2016, and Rove basically ensured her election. I think that's a little too positive about it. However, Karl Rove, in my opinion, took a cheap shot at Hillary in the way that he approached it.
Well, you know, he's a
strategist.
He's a political operative, and he will go for the jugular at any time. He's an odious toad, but that's his job, to be an odious toad when it comes to politics.
And thanks for keeping it, respectable and not going to name calling. You're going to say that there's nobody on the left that does the same thing?
No, there are operatives on the left that do the same thing.
Rahm Emanuel, for example?
Well, but I'm just saying that his job is to be this way, and so I guess I can cut him some slack for that. I'm not going to agree that he needed to do it, but they view Hillary as a major threat to win the presidency, and they would like to win the presidency sometime in Karl Rove's lifetime, and that may not happen.
Well, I find it interesting that she's releasing her book. Read a report that before it's even been released, there's 1 million copies sold. I'm skeptical. Possibly. Several hundred thousand? Sure. I would believe that. Maybe 500,000? Yeah. 1 million copies? No. Sorry. But while I disagree with what Karl Rove said, that he was questioning whether or not she had brain damage, I believe the issue is one that should be responded to appropriately. The fact that, yes, she was supposed to testify before Benghazi. Yes, I am one that believes there still are many, many questions left unanswered about the Benghazi scandal, and that I believe Hillary Clinton is a principal individual that has the answers.
If this House investigation, this House committee that's investigating it now, which is like the fifth or sixth investigation by the Congress, doesn't turn up answers that you are happy with, are you going to continue to call for more investigations?
Let me ask you this. Why have there been the need for more investigations? Because those that have been called up before Congress have lied.
No, the House investigation right now is a political witch hunt. That's all it is. They're trying to derail Hillary's presidential ambitions.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Speaking of an individual, a toad that pulls the line for his party, I think that's the appropriate strategy for you to take, and I'm proud of you. By the way, that Democrat turd on your desk needs polishing, so get to it. I believe, however, that there is... let's take a common sense approach. Let's just sniff at this as a reasonable individual would, using nothing more than common sense. You have outstanding questions. You have many people, I will grant and not say all, you have many, many people that are asking questions about Benghazi, and there seems to be some controversy. All right, I will refrain from using the term scandal. I'll just say controversy. Some people say yes, some people say no. Okay. And the main diplomatic player, the Secretary of State, is supposed to testify about what happened, and slip and fall. Major, major cranial issue. We've got a bit of a blood clot. And that prevented her from testifying at the time she was supposed to testify. Legitimate? I believe the fall was legitimate. The amount of physical damage? I don't know. I know this. I do not trust what the Clintons put out as truth. I did not have sex with that woman. None of them tell the truth. None of them.
Not even Chelsea?
Probably not. When you got the parents, like
her
two parents?
Her doctors are lying, and there are just too many people that would be able to talk.
You can't use that excuse? You can't use that excuse.
Okay.
Because you're one of these nut jobs that believe Kennedy assassination was a major cover-up, and if you use the logic, too many people knew, they couldn't keep it quiet, you can't use that logic. All right? Doesn't support your thoughts on other things.
I think the people that were involved in the Kennedy assassination are all dead at this point.
Mm-hmm. And that prevented them from talking on their deathbed. Anyway, I believe there are some legitimate questions about Hillary's health that should be answered honestly. Clinton and honestly in the same sentence. That cracked me up. That was funny. All right, so let me see what you think. Give us a call, 715-845-2155. Let me know what you think. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good morning. My name is John.
Hey, John.
According to this Hillary thing and Tom saying all these hearings, nothing but a witch hunt, you can remember that most of those hearings were all not under oath. This is what's scaring them now. The left,
interesting.
Because they'll be under oath this time, and they could be held for perjury. So I think that's what's scaring them.
Wait, this isn't going to be a court of law. This is going to be before Congress. They can be held in contempt of Congress, and I think the other investigations were as well.
Exactly.
No, you mean like Lerner? She was held in contempt of Congress, and they've done, that's right, not a thing, and they're not gonna. You know why? Because look who is in charge of doing that. That's right, Captain Corruption himself, our Attorney General, Eric Holder.
Captain Corruption,
the
wow.
Taking care of the chickens.
Yeah, so thank you very much, man, for calling in. You bring up a great point. So there it is. Why do we continue to ask these questions? Because the system that's in play lies over and over and over. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hi, this is Floyd from Merrill.
Hey, Floyd, what can we do for you?
Oh, I have a conspiracy for you this morning.
Okay, good.
Why was Hillary Clinton kicked off the Watergate investigation?
Oh, way, way, way back in the day.
Yeah.
She was, let me see, at the time that the Watergate investigation was going on, she was what, a...
She was one of their advisors, one of their lawyers.
Yeah, kind of like a low-level attorney. Why was she? I don't remember.
Oh, gosh, she was making stuff up. She was making stuff up and feeding information, and eventually they had to kick her off of the investigative committee. Now, you asked if Chelsea was a little bit strange there. You've got to look at Chelsea's husband and how he fits in. And I'm not going to tell you. You guys look that up. Now, Chelsea just graduated, was it from somewhere in Oxford, right?
I believe so.
Oh, anybody that comes out of the Oxford Rhodes Scholar programs are connected with the New World Order people right up to the top of their head. So there's a whole connection with the whole family there.
So the Oxford sheepskin, when you graduate, it just says Illuminati University right on the top?
It says Rhodes Scholar, and you got to look up where the heck the Rhodes Scholarship comes from.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. And as usual, while we're talking to Floyd, we're bouncing along the road really nicely, and all of a sudden, off into weird land we go. Floyd, I appreciate your calls, man. You always give us something great
was
to
Chelsea,
think about.
Was Chelsea a Rhodes Scholar? I know Bill was. Was Chelsea a Rhodes Scholar? I got to look that up.
Well, get busy, clickety-clickety, well, Google boy.
I'm looking up Hillary and the Watergate Committee, and I'm seeing some stuff about fact-checking on that. Mm-hmm. There was an email that was sent out probably to raise money that used that as one of their talking points.
We're going to take our first break. When we come back, more of your phone calls, 715-845-2155.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome. Feedback, 715-845-2155. The subject matter right now, we're talking about Karl Rove and his comments about Hillary Clinton's health. Go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Good morning. And goodbye. All right. So I think the general consensus is that Karl Rove politically did his thing, put the question out there. Whether or not, and this I think this will be the final thing on it, is whether or not he approached it in the right way. And I'm gonna go along with Tom and say that yeah, it was a shot. He was taking a shot at the Clintons. Whether or not you think he did it the right way, the fact of the matter is it's a legitimate question that honestly should be answered, and it needs to be answered honestly if that can possibly be done. All right, so let us now shift gears. Unless you have anything else you'd like to add to that, my friend, because I want to shift gears entirely.
We can shift gears. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. This is another subject matter that may be interesting to you. There was a recent health study done, and it was published in the Journal of Psychiatry. This is the first, well, it may not be the first study done of this subject matter and its effect on the male brain, but it is the first one that I've read about that was so inclusive. All right. The Max Planck Institute for Human Development in Berlin did a study.
Fairly prestigious organization.
Yeah. It's not like Bob's School of Brain Stuff, you know. Did an extensive study where they took magnetic images of the male brain. Subjects were between the ages of 21 and 45. And the individuals asked them, there were 64 of them, asked them questions about their pornography watching habits. Then they hooked these gentlemen up to various machines that scanned and so forth. And they watched their brain react when these individuals viewed pornographic pictures. And very interesting results. What do you think was the result of this study? What's your preconceived notion? What do you think is the first reaction?
You would think that maybe some of the brain, parts of the brain would light up. Some of the pleasure centers of the brain possibly would light up, although you're going to tell me that probably they didn't. Strangely.
They said that they found that the volume of the region of the brain that has been found to associate reward processing and motivational behavior was smaller the more pornography consumption the participants reported. So in other words, not the more that they were watching in their habit, you know, whatever it is, their daily routine, the smaller of the brain, the less active was the area that's associated with reward processing and motivating you.
So they got bored.
Mm-hmm. 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 Another region that they found became less active and reduced in size was the area of the brain that is active when people see sexual stimuli. That area of the brain showed less activation the more pornography people consumed. Now, the reason I find this to be a very interesting study, and
the more you, so they're suggesting the more you watch, the less stimulated you get.
The more you watch,
you just get jaded.
Yeah, the more you watch, the less that you are receiving a reward mentally, emotionally, physically from the images, the more you watch, the less that you are finding it to be interesting.
So I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you watch nothing but horror movies, so you would not be scared after a while,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a very interesting thing, and I'm gonna take this to its, I'm gonna call it the logical extension here when we're talking about this. But one very important aspect before we leave the information on the study, they say that the way this study was done, they cannot make the determination if the size of the brain areas were reduced because of the pornography consumption, or the individuals consumed pornography because the brain was already that small. They don't know which is the cause, which is the effect. Now, the scientists believe they're leaning more toward the consumption of the pornography caused the effect on the brain, not the brain caused the desire and the the watching of the pornography. They think it's one, not so much the other, but they can't prove it yet. All right, having said that, let's answer a couple phone calls and take some questions. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Phil.
Phil, what can we do for you?
You guys are gone.
I'm sorry?
I got 99.9 on in.
We're not on the air on the FM?
No, you guys are disappeared in some stupid country station.
All right.
I'll pass that along.
You sure you're on the right station?
Yeah, I got it. I even checked it. 90.9.
Okay.
Looking right at it.
All right. Well, we'll send that up the flagpole and see who salutes and see what we can do. Yeah, electronics. It's such an interesting game. All right. So now when we come back, I want to talk about the correlation when we talk about addictive behavior. I want you to think about this for a second. When you have one or two drinks, okay, you have one or two drinks, you feel the effect pretty quickly, and that's all you have. But if, after a while, you build up a tolerance, right? We've talked about people that can drink a massive amount of alcohol, but it doesn't affect them the same. Sure, they may have a blood alcohol content that is off the charts, but their behavior is such that they're highly functioning. They've built up a tolerance to it. Therefore, it takes more and more alcohol for them to reach that level of intoxication that they want to be at. Drug addiction is very, very similar. Initially, it takes just a little bit of a narcotic to get you to that high. After a while, you build up more and more and more, and for there to be a desire for it. Is pornography the exact same way? We'll talk about that when we return.
Just to go behind the curtain a little bit for our caller who
yes.
just suggested that he lost us on FM.
Yes, Oz?
If you get to a certain point far enough away, our signal goes away, and the other signal from a station down south that is on that frequency is a country station.
Well,
so that is undoubtedly what happened to the gentleman in his car.
Then that proves one thing.
Yes.
That all stations must carry our show and our show exclusively. All stations across the nation should have our morning show on.
Okay.
And then they can do anything else they want after
all right.
that. WSAU feedback. We'll be right back.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.